Good afternoon. Good evening. I'd like to call the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. Today is Wednesday, March 27. Let the record reflect the time is 6:03 p.m. Today we have President Senator Machicki and Senator Keel and myself, Chair Hughes. Please, those in the room, silence your cell phones or turn them off. Thank you to those assisting us this evening and delaying their dinner. We have two bills on the agenda, but we will be treating them as one agenda item since they are related. Senate Bill 23, Appropriations Supplemental PFD Payments of Prior Years PFD, and Senate Bill 24, PFD Supplemental Payments. Both are bills from the governor. This evening, we will open public testimony for both of these bills, and those wishing to testify must be signed up prior to 7 p.m. and we'll have 1 minute for testimony. I encourage you, if you're unable to get all your thoughts on the record, or if you don't get called on before our end time of 8 p.m., to please submit your testimony in writing to my office. That email address is senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. Again, senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. On Friday, March 22nd, the committee was introduced to these two bills, and we were taken through a sectional analysis of each. The Judiciary Committee referral was added for these bills specifically because of the constitutional questions that were raised in the Senate State Affairs Committee, and I believe that the discussion we had fully addressed those constitutional questions, and the committee had a thorough and constructive debate. As you'll notice, we're meeting in a different room tonight. This is the Farron Camp Room, as three of my committee members are also having a hearing next door. So this proximity will allow us to quickly and efficiently get them here when the time comes to take action on these two bills, which I hope to do tonight once public testimony has concluded. Again, members of the public are reminded you must be signed up by 7 p.m. and your time limit is limited to 1 minute. When your minute is complete, you will be turned off by our Legislative Information Office Assistant, so I just want to let you know. And again, you can submit any of remaining testimony, your entire testimony, to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. So with that, okay, before I open public testimony, Senator Reinbold would like to say a few words.
Well, I just wanted to say, Madam Chair, thank you for having the committee meeting tonight. There's Senator Machicki. I just wanted to identify Senator Machicki. I and Senator Schauer are all on State Affairs. As you mentioned, he's the chairman, so we'll be going between the meetings, but we're very interested in what's going on.
Yes, and thank you, and I do, Senator Reinbold has joined us for the record, obviously, since she stated she was here after we listed who was in the room. So with that, I am going to open public testimony. And we have online. I'm going to look at a kind of go by who signed up early and kind of go that route. And so I'm going to start with Linda Savant. Looks like you were the first one to sign up, Linda. So please state your name for the record and proceed with your 1 minute testimony.
Linda Savant. I just wanted to say that I'm a single mom, and there's a lot of single mothers out there in Alaska who rely on the PFDs to help us with our kids and our school clothes for the kids and to help pay bills and things that they need. It really helps us get through the year and stuff like that with the extra money. And I mean, I just don't really know what else to say except for it does help single parents out there who truly need the extra money.
Thank you, Linda. It was a little the connection was a little poor. Are you in support of the PFD payback bills?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just appreciate that clarification. We'll next go to Kristen Bush, who's calling in from Eagle River. Kristen, please identify yourself for the record and proceed with your testimony on SB 23 and 24 for 1 minute, please.
Yes, this is Kristen Bush. I am from Eagle River. I'm calling on behalf of myself and my family. I am in support of the PFD repayback bill, and I just wanted to state that we shouldn't even be in this situation to begin with. I view this a little bit differently because I think that what the state has done to the PFD program is essentially taxation without representation, especially on children. They have no right to vote, and they have no voice, and they have nobody standing up for them at the table. This is not an entitlement program. This is a program that was designed for the betterment of Alaskans, and it is about our mineral rights. And if we don't kick and fight and claw our way to defend it, it will be gone because we elect representatives and senators that go into office telling us they want our three top objectives. It's on their top plate. And yet when they show up, the votes don't go that way. So I am in support of this. It was wrong in the first place. And I will continue to keep fighting for all of Alaska.
Thank you for your testimony, Kristen. And we're next going to go to Sean Docterman. You actually were first, and I had skipped over you, so I apologize. Sean, please identify yourself for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Good evening, Madam Chair and Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm Sean Docterman. I'm a 40-year resident fisherman here in Kodiak. I'm representing myself. I'm vehemently opposed to Senate Bill 23 and 24. This is an entitlement. People, if they're expecting to get money that was, and it's against the equality clause of the state and the federal constitution to go back and try to do this. It's funny how we're having problems with funding our budget, but here the governor wants to go back and give money from 3 years ago. That's totally foolish, you know. I can't believe that we're trying to go back that far. We should be going from this day on forward with our PFD. I'm actually willing to give up part of my PFD to help balance the budget and keep all the essential programs that this state needs. We need to stay open for business. I don't see that with the ferry and other things that are trying to be removed from it. And then wrapping this up.
Thank you to Sean for your testimony. Next, we will go to Gregory Bartlett and Soldotna. Gregory, welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yes, my name is Greg Bartlett, and I live in Soldotna. And I'll make this brief and to the point. I just want it on record that I support both bills, Senate Bill 23 and 24. Thank you.
And just to be clear, because the connection again is poor, is it yes you support?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you, Gregory. Next is Tanya Kitka from Kodiak. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Tanya, please state your name for the record. Proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Hi, my name is Tanya Kitka. I'm from Kodiak, and I'm in support of SB 23 and 24 and paying back the PFD amounts that were taken from Alaskans over the past 3 years. I also urge you to fully support upholding the historical formula for calculating the PFDs for this year and the years to come. The permanent fund dividend is not foolish. It's always been self-sustaining, being based only on an average of earnings from the fund's investment, and only recently became renamed as an appropriation line item on our state's budget. I think this is wrong and appalling that the legislator allowed Walker to single-handedly make this critical change that affects so many thousands of people, and it's even more appalling that now that we have a governor who's in full support of correcting this, our legislators are waffling on the issue. Go pull out a budget from just a few years ago before the inflated spending. We made it work.
Thank you very much, Tanya. And because I'm trying to honor when people showed up, I am going to go come in here to the room, and I'm going to ask Mr. Bullock if he would please approach the table here in the room in Juneau. Welcome, Mr. Bullock. I think you know how it works. State your name for the record. Proceed. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Donald Bullock, and I'm only testifying on behalf of myself. I'm concerned about the constitutional issues raised by the residency requirements in SB 24. You have dueling memos between your legal services section and the Department of Law disagreeing with how a court may consider the residency requirements in the bill. Having read both, I find that the legal services memo by Emily Nauman is more convincing. 2 years of residency are required to qualify for the proposed makeup payment. The first residency year is the one-year eligibility requirement for the base year of 2016, 2017, or 2018. And the additional one-year residency requirement is that for the 2019, 20, 2020 and 2021 dividends. So there's 2 years of residency that are required for this payment. I'm not aware of another state benefit program that yay or nay is based on the two-year residency requirement. The alternatives at the end of the legal services memo should be considered. Either make the payment based on the original PFD qualification or make a payment to individuals qualifying for a future PFD payment for 2019, 2020, or 2021. So recall in 2008, there was a special energy rebate that was issued to people in Alaska of $1,200. So that was in a payment in addition to the PFD.
Mr. Bullock, may I ask if the constitutional issue that you addressed weren't a factor, would you support the bill or not support the bill?
I don't have an opinion on that because that's a fiscal question.
Okay. Thank you very much for your testimony and for being here in person. We appreciate that. Next, we're going to go to Sitka. John Kinnan, please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony on SB 23 and 24.
Jeff Kinnan, 868, Sitka, Alaska. I strongly support Senate Bill 23. It's a win-win for the senators. If you support this bill, you will have gained votes. Tampering with permanent fund dividend is a disaster as far as elections. I'm 100% disabled. I receive the benefits I receive from the state federal government, I go through within 3 weeks of the month. And the rest of the month, I'm broke. Now, once a year, that permanent fund dividend allows me to buy gifts, Christmas gifts, and travel to see relatives. And promoting, supporting and enhancing the permanent fund dividend is a very good way to stay elected. Thank you much.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for joining us this evening and providing your testimony. Next, we're going to go to Charles Simon, who is calling in from Hooper Bay. Welcome, Charles, to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for your record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Good evening. My name is Charles Simon. I'm calling from Hooper Bay. I'm calling on my behalf and also on behalf of my family. I am in support of Senate Bill 23, and I would very much like for the dividend payback to happen, not just, and I'm also in support of the constitutional change that the residential Senate Bill 24.
Thank you, Charles, for joining us this evening and sharing your testimony. Next, we'll go to Jennifer Reagan in Wasilla. Jennifer, please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Hi, yes, this is Jennifer Reagan. I was calling in support of SB 23 on behalf of me and two other of my family members and SB 24.
Thank you.
I believe it's the constitutional rights of the people of Alaska.
Thank you, Ms. Reagan. We appreciate your testimony this evening. Senator Machicki had a little trouble hearing. Are you supporting SB 23 and 24, Jennifer?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. Next, we'll move to Linda Myers, who's calling in from Anchorage. Welcome, Linda. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Hi, I'm Linda Myers, and I'm a resident of Anchorage. I'm currently in Oregon. I was in Alaska since 1969 to 2018. I'm not quite positive when I'm coming back. I thought I was going to be back by now, but I'm still here, and I agree that I was there since 69 to 18, so I should still be eligible for the permanent fund. I am a voter in Alaska. I have an Alaska driver's license. And I believe that they didn't have a right to take it away in the first place. It's kind of like Social Security taking it away from us. We paid in all of our lives, and all of a sudden they're giving it to illegal immigrants and people that didn't pay in. I believe that when we first started the permanent fund, they had a portion that was for the government spending and a portion for the people, and they were supposed to make money off of each one. And I think the government has gone overboard in spending, and now they're taking it all on us, just like they did with our Social Security checks. And they need to be stopped.
They need to nip it in the bud. It needs to go back to the people. Whether I am eligible to get it or not, I should be. But if I'm not, I'm not. But I still believe that it should go back to the people because it's their right to have it. That's how it was in the first place. That's why it was supposed to be a permanent fund. They had a spending for the government, and they had a spending for the people to earn money every year for, like they say, royalties off of our oil. And that we should definitely still be getting it, and we should still be getting what we're supposed to get from the past, too, that they stole from us. He stole that money from us. He took it without our permission, and now he's not a governor because he did that, and they need to pay it back. Thank you, Dunleavy, because you're the guy. You're doing the right thing, and they need to let you do it.
Thank you.
I have to say, I am for it. I am for it.
Thank you, Linda. And for those listening, we allowed Linda to speak a little bit longer because we are getting some technical assistance right now because the sound is quite poor quality and we're having little trouble understanding some of the testifiers. So we'll take an at ease for a moment. Okay, we're back on the record, and we're still working on the sound. So I'm going to ask Karen Perry, who is calling in from Chugiak. Karen, you can go ahead and introduce yourself and give your testimony. We may allow you to go over 1 minute if we're still adjusting the sound. So welcome, Karen.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, the technical difficulties are kind of bad. But anyway, I fully support Mike Dunleavy's bill. Alaskans expect to receive a full PFD based on historical statutory formula, which is the rule of law. And I find this quote from the Must Read Alaska today very enlightening, and I quote, "For many years after oil was flowing through the pipeline, Alaska's budget stayed remarkably stable with about 2.5% growth per year. Then in about 2006, the budget increased by 15%. If Alaska lawmakers had kept the level of annual spending increases to 2.5% instead of a spike, Alaska would have $130 billion in the permanent fund now instead of the $65 billion it actually has. And it would be generating more than $6 billion a year for state services, plenty to do the job. Instead, the state plowed through $29 billion. As lawmakers started to horse trade away Alaska's future in exchange for special spending in their home district." Unquote. The PFD belongs to the people of Alaska, period. It is well beyond time to stop government growth and instead let free enterprise and small businesses thrive with the distribution of not only full PFDs, but also returning the PFDs that have been literally stolen from the last 3 years. The historical calculation of the PFD is still in the statute, which makes it the rule of law. You guys are supposed to be lawmakers. You can't go to Juneau and just ignore statutes. The foolishness of bloated spending in the past should not be used as an excuse to ignore written statutes, which equates to breaking the law. None of us will get away with breaking the law. Why should you? Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Perry, for your testimony this evening. And I'm looking to see, are we ready to proceed then? Okay, we'll go to Kathy Henderson, then in Kenai, please. Kathy, welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record. And we did seem to get the technical kinks, so we're going to go back to the 1 minute. And I would ask that if you don't get your remarks completed, you are very, very welcome to submit them by email to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. Kathy, please introduce yourself for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Okay, this is Kathy Henderson. I'm from Swatotna, and I want to state that I am for Senate Bill 23 on behalf of myself and my family. My mother and I are both disabled seniors, and the permanent fund goes a long ways in helping us to make it throughout the year. It also helps my great-grandchildren, their parents, to support their families throughout the year. And I just believe that the permanent fund needs to go back to the people where it belongs, not to fund other projects that you guys may have going. So, yes, our family entirely believes that Senate Bill 23 needs to be supported 100%. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Henderson, for your testimony this evening. Next is Don Bernard. Welcome, Don, to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Hi, my name is Don Bernard, and I'm calling from Coxsutna, and I'm just calling to support the SB 23, and I'm for the PFD being paid back to the Alaskans. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don, for joining us. Next is Tamara Schmidt calling in from Wasilla. Welcome, Tamara, to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Hi. My name is Tamara Schmidt. I'm a lifelong Alaskan, 68 years old, homestead raised, and I believe that the state needs to learn to live within its budget just like we have to. I fully support what Mr. Dunleavy is trying to accomplish, and I do support those two bills, and I appreciate you having these testimonies. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And I'm going to go to the Anchorage LIO at this point. Lynn Willis, please state your name for the record and provide your testimony. Lynn Willis, can you hear me? You're welcome to begin your one-minute testimony. State your name for the record, please.
My name is Lynn Willis. I'm from Eagle River testifying for myself. Apparently, this is going to cost $1 billion, and that's why SB 23 takes another billion from savings. Billion equals $1,000 million. Making more from savings would be the easy route, wouldn't it? Why don't you go find this from another source of revenue? Maybe you could take all the marijuana tax revenue at $1 million a month. Again, a billion is $1,000 million. That's 1,000 months. That's 83.3 years. So the bottom line is, do you really seriously think you can afford to do this payout? If you do realize an extra billion, maybe you should consider your constitutional obligation to pay back the CBR before declaring any more dividends. And if you want to do this for the poor folks that really need it, means test it. Thank you.
Mr. Willis, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, so I'm going to ask you if you could answer yes or no. Do you support SB 23 and 24?
If we can afford it.
Thank you. Next, we will go to Dave Otness calling in from Cordova.
You're breaking up, Chair.
Dave Otness, we can hear you, so if you want to state your name for the record, proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is David Otness, lifelong Alaskan, way far back in the last century. I actually do support this bill, but now is not the time for it. This is the worst possible time imaginable that we should take rash action to refund money that we duly have coming from the permanent fund dividend. We have to act like adults here, as much as I know we would all like to have that money in our pocket, but we're being put under a level of pressure right now to make rash decisions without understanding the consequences of them long term. I was one of the people who worked so hard so we could get the permanent fund and its dividend back in the 70s. I mean, it's in my heart. It truly is, and I believe it should be sustained for the long term. But we must find a new way of not only dispensing it, but keeping it for the long term. I want to see a state bank. I want to see funds diverted into something where it produces on the long term. There are ways of addressing this, but I don't believe right now this is the time to do this. It leaves us defenseless for others, and and the implications of others' desires that we don't know about. So let's not rush into this, but I'm sympathetic to everybody who's called in for it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Otnes, very much for your testimony this evening. Michelle Hahn at the Cordova LIO, please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
My name's Michelle Hahn. I'm a 46-year resident of Cordova, and I'm against SB 23 and SB 24. There was a time that I was very much for the full dividends being put out, but that was $14 billion ago in our when we had that in our savings account. It's too late to play, what do you call it, Monday night quarterback. It's too late to do that. We can't look back into the past. We can only look forward. And the passage of SB 23 and 24 would devastate our state economy. This was money that was promised with no consequences attached. As Governor Dunleavy campaigned across the states, he promised that we would keep the ferry system. He promised that we would keep health care. He promised that we wouldn't go after the fisheries tax.
Thank you, Ms. Hahn, for your testimony this evening. We appreciate it. The last person I have at the Cordova LIO is Jeff Gard. Jeff, if you please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yes, thank you very much for giving me the chance to testify tonight. I would like to go on the record officially as being vehemently opposed to 23 and 24. We're in a position in the state where if we go down the road that the governor's wanting to take us, we will destroy the state economy. I will see values in my properties here in Alaska plummet like a rock because we won't have anybody left to live in them. I'll see the fishery that I'm involved in go down the tubes because we have nobody to manage it because we won't spend any money for management. There are costs to having a government. We don't have a government there just to abuse the citizens. The government that we have is to supply services that we all need and help our economy grow and move forward. I expect you as senators whose responsibility it is to make sure that we have a good, vibrant economy by making sure we have the dollars in our budget for state projects to work. You guys are the ones that are responsible for doing this, not the governor, and I expect you to do a good job at it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Gard, this evening for your testimony. Next, we're going to move to the Wrangell LIO. Maria Byford, if you would please introduce yourself for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Madam Chair and Judiciary Committee, I am Maria Byford from Wrangell. I am not in support of SB 23 and 24. Governor Dunleavy's proposal to pay back reduced PFDs on the last 3 years is akin to being lost in a maze rather than seeing clearly to the future. That money would best be used for pre-K-12 education, the university system, and also workforce training programs for the future. It must be used to keep vital transportation and communication alive with the ferry system and public radio. Also important, Medicaid expansion keeps our residents healthy and provides means for treating opioid addiction. Lastly, we need to think about keeping the highest amount possible in the permanent fund for future earnings creation. All these would be better use of this money rather than payback of past PFDs. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Byford. We appreciate your joining us this evening. Also at the Wrangell LIO, Susan Stevens, please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Susan Georgina Stevens. My Tlingit name is Kat Klot. I'm from Nanyai Clan, and I'm child of the Kiksetti. I would just like to say that I've been hesitating for a long time to write what is on my heart to the legislatures about getting a smaller PFD. After hearing so many testify on behalf of us getting a smaller PFD, I am happy to speak out in support of SB 23 and 24. The villagers and the Native people get a big percentage of their income from the PSD. We are always lagging behind on about every social ill you can think of, and this money would really help us. So I'm really, really in favor of it. I don't think it's fair that it has been taken away from us. I mean, it was our land originally.
Thank you, Susan, for your testimony this evening. We appreciate you joining the Senate Judiciary Committee to share your thoughts. We'll go to the Kodiak LIO. Pat Holmes, please introduce yourself for the record and proceed with your testimony.
I've been president since before statehood and a Republican most of the time. The whole question on 23 and 24 comes down to, one, me first now or we for the long run. I would say no to both. I went down, I've been on fixed income, my wife and I, for a long time. Went to the senior center and talked to the consultant there on taxes. And a boost of the PFD to $3,000 would push us into a different tax bracket. And then I asked about how about folks on low income subsidies, like for housing, what happens to them if they get pushed up? And I think people should think about that before they go pushing for the me first. So thank you very much. I appreciate you folks doing what you do, but I totally disagree on both these bills. It's just a payoff for votes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. We didn't hear your name for the record. Just to clarify, can you state your name?
Pat Holmes.
Thank you very much. Now we will move to Larry Beach in Wasilla. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Mr. Beach, please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Thank you. My name is Larry Beach. I fully support SB 23 and SB 24.
Thank you, Larry. And that is all you had to say?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, very concise. Thank you very much. Next, Jimmy Swisher calling in also from Whistle. Is this Larry speaking?
Hello?
Hello, can you please state your name for the record?
My name is Jim Swisher from Wasilla.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Swisher. Sorry, we had a little confusion there, but we're with you, and we're ready for your one-minute testimony.
I wholeheartedly support the PFD payback bill, SB 23 and SB 24. I'm 78 years old now, previously lived in Kotzebue for 17 years, so I know how much the rural Alaskans rely on a full PFD, especially subsistence families and elderly families, and also my Native friends up there. I totally support SB 23 and 24. I want to thank the Judiciary Committee and you, Your Honor, and Governor Donnelly. Thank you for your time, and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the opportunity to share your support for SB 23 and 24. Cheryl Smith calling in from Wasilla. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Cheryl Smith. I'm living in Wasilla. Yes, I'm calling in for my family as well as myself. There are some folks out here in the valley that do depend on the PFD to manage to make their power bill, and some folks live off the grid. They have no power, so therefore they pay for their own heating oil and, you know, propane to cook with and gas to run their generators. So having a full PFD would be very beneficial to them. If you take other people's PFDs and you're paying court fines and everything else, yes, I agree the courts need to be paid, but at the same time, what you're taking from these people and putting somewhere else is their living and their ability to stay warm, feed their family, and take care of their children, living off the grid as we do out in some places in Wasilla and in Big Lake. Therefore, yes, I do support 23 and 24.
Thank you, Ms. Smith, for your testimony this evening. Now we're going to go north to North Pole. Jack Johnson, please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony, please.
Hi, this is Jack Johnson. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Thank you for allowing me to express my feelings on 23 and 24, and I fully support them. I actually would like you people to think about where the money came from prior to about 4 or 5 years ago. Did they pull from the PFD to operate the state? And if they didn't, there shouldn't be a question about using PFD money. And I believe they did not. They actually used their own funds to operate the state. I appreciate the fact that you folks are allowing us to do the statements that we are doing. And from what I've listened to this evening, I called in about 2 minutes after, and I've been on hold now for 40 minutes. And it sounds to me like there's 40 people that called in before I did, and that's amazing. I think you need to check your sequencer on your calling and allow more people to get access instead of putting them on hold. I thank you for this evening, and I believe you folks are actually trying to do a good thing. And it's nice to see that here in the state of Alaska. And we do support 23 and 24. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for joining us this evening, and I appreciate your patience waiting online. We have a lot of people in the same boat. Next, Barbara Sable, calling in from Eagle River. If I mispronounced your name, I apologize, Barbara. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
My name is Barbara Sable, and I'm calling in with Restore the PFD. And I've noticed about not having the PFD and the government just taking it away from us without no input. To me, it felt like a big kick in the gut. It did. It's like, what are they doing to us? I think that you should take your position as working for us and letting us join in. It's better to be partners. It's better for us to be a part of this together and not have the government telling us what we're going to do and not to do. I think the PFD should stay the way it was put up and let the people vote on it and decide we can do something different. I think that's the way it should be. Follow the law. Care about the people. The people care about the government, and we'll make a much better Alaska. Thank you very much for letting me speak.
Thank you, Barbara, for joining us. And next we'll go to Larry Christensen, calling in from Soldotna. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yeah, my name is Larry Christensen. I've lived in Alaska since 91, and I've noticed some things trending towards the government taking over and becoming a very bad thing for the state of Alaska, and they should never have taken our dividends. I support SB 23 and 24, and I have to say that I'm very offended for them to just take things away from us instead of giving us a vote. They should have given us a vote a long time ago, and we would probably never allow them to take away, and they would have been forced to actually do their jobs in the first place instead of laying on all of us. So anybody that says otherwise already obviously has plenty of money to take care of themselves, because I have to take care of stuff that I can't take care of because you people took the dividends away from us. And if you keep taking the dividends away from us until there is no more dividends, then guess what?
Thank you, Larry. Now we'll go to Faye Sarin, calling in from Anchorage. Welcome to Senate Judiciary, Faye. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Oh, hi. This is Faye Sarin. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I've been listening to everybody, and I am in support of SB 23 and 24, simply for the fact that I think legislation and some of the representatives spend the money very unwisely, and because the money's there, they spend and spend and spend, and we watch it and make us really angry. And then when they see it, we see them taking our PFD away, it makes us more angry. So I really would like to see at least this year for them to leave the PFD alone and just give us back the PFD that was taken from us last year. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Sarin, for your testimony. We'll move to Palmer J. Thornsley. Welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony. Mr. Thornsley, are you there? It appears he dropped off. He comes back on. Let me know. We'll next go to Michael Beck and Wasilla. Welcome to Senate Judiciary, Mr. Beck. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yes, this is Michael Beck from Wasilla, and I'm just calling to support SB 23 and 24. The dividend needs to be given back to the people. There's a lot of elderly people, a lot of people who are disabled, and just the general public itself. This money goes into the economy. It helps keep the price of things down as they spend into the economy, and this money belongs to the people. Government should be like we all are and live within their means just like we have to do. And so I just want to support these, both these bills and the governor and what he's doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Beck, for joining us this evening and sharing your testimony. Next, we'll go to Gregory White in Anchorage. Please introduce yourself for the record, Gregory, and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yes, my name is Gregory White, and I'm speaking for myself and my wife and my household. We're in full support of SB 23 and 24, and we don't think that that the government should use PFD funds to fund the budget. And so we would like to have the PFD restored the way it was meant to be and set out years ago. And that's all we had to say.
We had trouble hearing. We're struggling off and on with technical, with sound problems. Could you please let us know, Mr. White, do you support SB 23 and 24, yes or no?
Yes, we support SB 23 and 24, myself and my wife.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Next, we'll go to Sheila Fagg in Wasilla. Welcome to Senate Judiciary, Sheila. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
My name is Sheila Feigl, and I want to first say that I am calling in reference to myself as well as my family. Governor Walker took so much money from me and my family that I initially ended up having to file bankruptcy. And it's not something that I'm very proud of, but the PFDs not only support me to help with supporting my teenage daughter, but as well as, you know, covering unexpected bills. My husband lost his job in 2016, and it was just a really struggle, and that's about the time that Governor Walker decided it was okay to take our money. I fully support SB 23 and SB 24 and Dunleavy's plan, and I thank you guys for allowing us to state our what we support. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Sheila. Thanks for being with us this evening. Next is Olivia Sellers calling in from Wasilla. Welcome, Olivia. State your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yes, good evening. This is Olivia Sellers from Wasilla, Alaska. Been a resident for 20 years, and I'm in favor of SB 23 and 24. When Governor Hammond made this possible for people, it was never to be used for the budget. I really think that it's hard for people to live from year to year. We have seniors out here who are on fixed incomes who need to have fuel and wood and just stock their cabinets. And without the PFD, they can't do it. Reduce PFDs, make it even harder also. We have young families who have children who need things and single parents, and it really boosts their income to have this PFD coming in. And so I am definitely for SB 23 and 24, and I would like to see the government learn how to budget their balance their budget. We have to do that as citizens. And the government should be able to do that. And I thank you for hearing me tonight.
Thank you, Ms. Sellers, for joining us and for your testimony. We'll next go to, and you'll probably need to correct me, but Elise Papetta-Sheck calling in from Anchorage. Welcome to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yes.
Go ahead and state your name for the record, please, and proceed.
My name is
Are you able to hear us? We're having difficulty hearing you. Please state your name for the record again.
My name is Tireli Kuru, and I am for SB 23 and SB 24. I thank Mr. Governor, Mr. Donlin, for doing what he's doing. And I believe that the government is too big. They're like a mother hen trying to do everything. And I think they should just constrict themselves to doing what the government is supposed to be doing. And for the PFD, I believe that the legislators go back to the Constitution and refer to the Constitution for the PFD. And I want to thank Don Levy and those that are supporting him. And I hope to get this get over with. Because there are people out here who need this.
Thank you, Mr. Sheck. It was breaking up a bit, so I'm going to ask you if you could answer yes or no. Do you support SB 23 and 24?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us tonight and sharing your testimony. We're next going to did we lose Anna Sain? No, the Anna Saina. Oh, okay. Thank you for that. Okay, next we're going to Herman Morgan, who's calling in from Aniak. Welcome, Mr. Morgan, to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yeah, my name is Herman Morgan. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Go ahead and proceed.
Yeah, I'm pretty supportive of Senate Bill 23 and 24 because the money was taken from us because of the promise they wouldn't touch our permanent fund, and they took it, and they told us they have to save it for us, to spend it for us. Now they told us to be glad with what we have. Be glad they don't take it all. Because a family of five in rural Alaska would get about $24,000. In 3 years, they'd get $75,000. That'd be a big boost to Alaska's economy because they'd buy four-wheelers and snow machines from Anchorage and Kenai. And you'd help them, too. And people would be able to pay some of their medical bills. You know, it's not right to pay for a failing Obamacare. The deductibles are too high. It costs the state $2 billion. The state will go bankrupt to continue that. Find a better way. It's not good.
Mr. Morgan, thank you. We hit your one-minute time limit, but it was a little difficult hearing you, so I'd like to ask you a question, if you could please answer yes or no. Do you support SB 23 and 24?
Yes, ma'am. It seems like when there are a lot of people supporting it, we get bad connections, but when people are all taking it away, we get really good connections. So, yes, I am supportive, truly, ma'am.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mr. Morgan. We'll go next to Kodiak to Vicki Jo Kennedy. Welcome, Ms. Kennedy. State your name for the record, and please proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yeah, stand by. I got to get it off speakerphone. Okay, yeah, Vicki Jo Kennedy. My home is Kodiak Island. But I think, first of all, we need to take some of the money and fix the phones. And after 2 months education here in Juneau, up on the hill with you guys, I really am in support of 23 and 24 because it was illegally taken, okay? I'm convinced of that now. I don't have a dog in this hunt, okay? I was out of state for those 3 years. But I still think you ought to reinstate the money, as Governor Dunleavy said. And if it has repercussions, it has repercussions. But I think it's time to teach everybody on that hill to get in line and stop spending so lavishly. The lavishly days are over, so, yeah. And this is just hard, but I've been convinced. So, yes, I am total support of 23 and 24.
Thank you.
And thank you, Senators Keel, Hughes, and Makiki for being there for us tonight.
Thank you, Ms. Kennedy, for joining us this evening and sharing your testimony. Next, we'll go to Jeff May in Wasilla. Welcome, Jeff. State your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Thank you. This is Jeff May in Wasilla, 25-year resident. My wife's 44-year resident. We both support SB 23 and 24. I hear plenty of the argument, and I believe the argument states itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Next is Sabrina Martino, calling from Wasilla. Welcome, Sabrina. State your name for the record and proceed with your testimony, please.
Hello, my name is Sabrina Martino. I'm out of Anchorage, and I just called in tonight to support our governor's efforts in creating a sustainable budget. I support him in SB 23 and SB 24, and I don't think the PFD should have been taken in the first place. The government spending is increasing at an unproportional rate to the inflation and the population growth. And we need to cut spending and restore the PFD and give back what was taken. So, yes, I support SB 23 and SB 24.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Martino. Lila Jensen calling from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking the time to let me testify. My name is Lila Jensen, and I'm a lifelong Alaskan, and I'm on board with SB 23. I think that a lot of elderly and rural Alaskans depend on that dividend. And they're not making it because of Governor Walker's decision to take our dividends and withheld money that was ours to begin with. We depend on that money to boost our economy, and it allows us to get our winter clothes and things that we need for our children. I personally know because I'm a mother of five. And the PFD is supposed to be permanent. And it's time that we start making the right decisions, because I'm afraid that the PFD is going to be something that my kids aren't even going to be able to benefit from, because I'm afraid that there's going to be no money if we keep going the way that we're going. What Bill Walker has.
Thank you, Ms. Jensen, for your testimony this evening. We appreciate it. Next, we'll go to Frederick Treiselman, calling from Homer. Welcome, Frederick. State your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony, please.
My name is Frederick Treiselman, and I am strongly opposed to the governor's plan of reimbursement. I believe that it is nothing more than a ploy to garner votes and goodwill. If you look at the timeline of a three-year reimbursement payout, guess what? It's election time, and somebody, the governor and maybe a couple other people, will be on a reelection platform of, look what I did for you. So I believe it's an obvious ploy to buy votes while gutting state services like the Alaska State Ferry System and education, just to name a few. Also, I recall that the PFD, I don't have the exact years, maybe it was 2013 and 2012, was.
Thank you, Mr. Treiselman, for your testimony this evening and for joining us. Next, we'll go to Lynn McCabe, calling from Big Lake. Welcome, Lynn. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Hi, my name is Lynn McCabe. I'm calling from Big Lake. I wasn't expecting, so my
screen went blank. I support Governor Dunleavy's PFD bills 23 and 24. Pay back the PFD, which was withheld. Use the original formula for calculating the dividend. Don't change it. The PFD is the people's money and should not be utilized for funding government without a vote of the people. I support the constitutional amendment proposed by the governor as well. Please create a sustainable budget and don't use any PFD money for continuing our bloated spending. And no new taxes. We have kicked the can down the road long enough. The private sector has shrunk while the public sector has stayed the same. The private sector is hurting and needs a shot in the arm with a full PFD and the PFD payback. I support the governor's zero-based budget plan to shrink the size of government. The full PFD and PFD payback will offset the government's spending cuts somewhat.
Lynn, it was a little hard to hear you, so I'm going to ask the question. Do you support SB 23 and 24, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you for that clarification.
Madam Chair.
Senator Michicki.
Just very quickly, the sound quality is really terrible tonight. For some reason, I think we have technical difficulties. So I don't know if you want to start. When you start, just say, I'm calling to support or not, and then go, and then if you can go into your testimony, if we don't understand every word, at least we'll understand if you support or not.
That's good, and I would also actually add that you say, yes, I support, or no, I don't support, because sometimes we can't hear if you're saying, I do support or don't support. So the yes and no is very helpful. Thank you for that, Senator Michicki. Next, we'll go to Armando Hernandez, calling from Anchorage.
Yes, I do support 23 and 24, 100%. For number one, I say the PFD belongs to the people. Give it to them. You can't steal it. Number two, our government needs to stop spending $1,000 doors for the SOB building. I work at the SOB and construction, and the price, the amount of money we spend for like government stuff is ridiculous. You know what? Let's stop overspending for people who work in the government, like if they're supposed to be like living this rich lifestyle, and maybe get our money. We're not supposed to pay for that. Give us our money back. Period.
Thank you, Armando. And I also want to mention, as in addition to saying yes, no at the beginning, whether you do or don't support, I want to remind people that you could send your testimony to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. We are at a time as far as people signing in. We had a cutoff at 7 o'clock. We're going to go until 8 o'clock. And so we will next go to Jason Johnson calling in from Wasilla. Welcome, Jason. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony. We've lost Jason. We'll next go to Lee and Jacob Sloan. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony, please.
Yes, this is Lee Sloan, and Jake, my husband, is here with me, and we are in support of SB 24 and 23.
And this is Jake Sloan, and I strongly support SB 23 and 24.
We feel like it supports Alaskan families like nothing else can.
And the taking of it was a tax without anybody's voice on every man, woman, and child in the state, and that's a wrong that needs to be righted.
Thank you. Thank you for that double testimony. We appreciate that. Next, Elizabeth Sweet calling from North Pole. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Sweet, and I am for SB 23 and 24 because I count on that money to pay my bills, and I support them. What Walker did should never happen.
Elizabeth, could you please say yes or no whether you support? We couldn't hear you.
Yes, I support SB 23 and 24.
Thank you, Elizabeth. We appreciate it. We'll next go to Soldatna Mark Swizzler.
Sessler.
Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yes, my name is Mark Sessler. I'm from Soldatna. I am in full support of 23 and 24. I'm full support of our new governor, Dunleavy. My only thing right now is simply saying, if you're not going to start cutting your government, when are you going to start cutting your government? And where does it all end? Do you start taking more and more of the PFD until you have nothing else to cut? You're not running the place like a business. Not many businesses come back after a year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, and say, I didn't charge you enough for that job. I need more money from you. That never happens in the real world. I've heard a lot of people call in tonight with a prejudice. I believe they work in the education field, so they want to have this 23 and 24 go down in flames. Government workers, here we go. Once you're a government worker, doesn't guarantee you're going to be a government worker all your life. That is not true. The Marine Ferry System, privatize it.
Thank you, Mark, for your testimony this evening. Next is David Denzine calling from Kasilov. Welcome, David. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
David Denzine from Kasilov, Alaska. Yes, I am in favor of the PFD 23 and 24. Government needs to learn to live within its means. I'm in favor of more strict police, and I believe the social programs need to be cut because too many people sit in the tavern, take their food stamps, and there they grump how bad they got it. I'm a Vietnam vet, retired, and I make it go, and I don't sit in the tavern. And I think the schools need to be consolidated. For all these little schools having less than 100 kids, and 10 miles away there's another school, it's costing the state too much money. And everybody should spend their own money wisely instead of government. Thank you. And I support Dunley all the way. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this evening, David. Next is Wendy Morales calling in from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
My name is Wendy Morales, and yes, I support 23 and 24. I just don't know it was taken correctly. We should have had a vote, and the right thing to do is to pay the people back the money that was taken without a say, and then move forward. I have a family of five, and I use that money for important bills every year. I depended on that, but if it was taken, it should have been taken with a vote from the people. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Morales. Next is Andrew Haig calling from Talkeetna. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
When things get financially tight, I can't steal my employees to make ends meet. I have to reduce costs. I think we should do the same by returning that to operate within their means. That might mean certain some might not like, but have to balance their budget without taking from the people.
Mr. Haig, it was quite difficult to hear you, so I'm going to ask the question. Do you, and please respond yes or no, do you support SB 23 and 24?
I do support them both.
Was that yes or no?
Yes, I do support them.
Okay, yes. Okay, thank you. Next is Sherry Eichenlaub calling from Eagle River. Welcome, Sherry. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony. We're having trouble hearing you. Can you?
I'm calling to support the SB 23 and 24. I am behind a governor. I think in time he's going to get a hold of the governor's medicine. Our families need to live within a budget, and I feel that our government needs to be in a budget. We need to make some cuts, and I'm tired of the scare tactics that these protesters are saying that were taken from the kids in education. When education here gets so much money. So, yes, I am in support of SB 23 and SB 24. Thank you.
Sherry, again, we were having technical difficulties, so could you please say yes or no? Do you support SB 23 and 24?
Yes, I do support. Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. Next is Sam Albanese calling from Eagle River. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony. Okay, it appears Sam is not available. So, James Squires, you are next. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony. Welcome.
My name is James Squires. I speak for myself and my wife, Pam Good. Yes, we support these bills. There are several principles at stake. I'm a CPA by profession. The statute for the last 3 years calculates and requires a full PFD. It is time to restore trust to Alaskans. By statute, those unpaid PFDs belong in the individual estates of Alaskans, not the earnings reserve. There was an error, so to speak, and in fact, this is the basis of the governor's bills. In the financial accounting world, when errors are discovered, there are a couple ways to move forward. One is what we call a prospective adjustment, which is the water under the bridge, let's fix everything going forward approach. This is used for errors that are not material. Errors that are material, such as the magnitude of the PFD deficiencies, must be corrected and restated into the prior years. To not pay back the PFDs merely covers up and sets precedent to what amounts to a crime in the eyes of Article 1, Section 2 Alaskans. The earnings reserve has enjoyed investment returns off of these park funds. This has benefited the state, who will be ahead of the game when the payback occurs over the proposed 3 years.
Thank you, Mr. Squires, for joining us this evening. Next is Norman Clark. Mr. Clark, please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yes, my name is Norman Clark. I live in Cotsby, Alaska, a full-blood native from Alaska, true Alaskan. And I do support the 23-24. But then, you know, I mean, there's a lot of Alaskan natives, you know, I mean, lives here and work for Red Dog Mine in Prudhoe Bay, you know, I mean, that lives in, we live in Nana region. There's a lot of natives out here. Don't move to the states, lower 48. To apply for their money in their state. Why do outsiders do come to Alaska and get in a PFD? It's not like we move to their state and get their money, you know, but there's a lot of people in the world moving to Alaska to fill up for PFD. Why do Alaska got to be that nice to give them money to move to Alaska? So Alaska, the governor, Walker, should change the law and let the Alaskan natives get the money. You know, I mean, Alaska could be the richest state, you know.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. It was a little difficult hearing you, so I'm going to ask the question. Please answer yes or no. Do you support SB 23 and 24?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Next is Mike Coons calling from Palmer. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yes, Senator Hughes, Senator Schauer, members of the committee. My name is Mike Coons. I represent the Greater Alaska Chapter of AMAC and AMAC members statewide, close to 5,000 people. I'm sure they all feel the same. Yes, we support SB 23 and 24. We, the people, were robbed by Governor Walker and the legislature. The time is now to get back what was stolen from us and ensure it never happens again. Saturday, there was a woman who had 10 kids. So between her and her husband and the kids, that's $36,000 at $3,000 each. There are several others where this money will have a huge impact for their kids and in the economy. I think it was ICER that showed that for every dollar, it creates $6. So $36,000 actually equals out to $216,000 into the economy. Lastly, for those who opposed March 31st as deadline for PFD, pick and give it all back to the government or write a check back to the state of Alaska. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Coons. And next we will go to Pamela Samish calling from Nanana. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Hello and good evening. Thank you for hearing my testimony. My name is Pamela Samish of Nanana. And yes, I do support SB 23 and SB 24. When families have a financial boost like the PFD, they not only benefit, but they put that money right back into the community.
and then everybody benefits. Also, I have several ideas how we the people can help ourselves and become more independent of government. I do believe in the statement, don't ask what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. You've done your part. Now it's time for us to do ours. I'd love to share my ideas. Please pass SB 23 and SB 24. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pamela, this evening. Next is Timothy Martin from Sterling. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Hi, this is Timothy Martin from Sterling, Alaska, and I support SB 23 and 24. It helps me raise my grandchild and provides for his health care. It also supports me and my wife's health care. It supplements us. Owning a small business here in the Sterling-Soldotna area, it also helps our business grow. We need to cut our state budget. We need to provide a better education for our children. I understand that. We can all work together and we can fix these things. I support SB 23 and 24.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Next is Holly Benson from Fairbanks. Welcome, Holly. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony. Holly, we're not hearing you, so I'm going to move on to Aaron Arnold, calling from Anchorage. Welcome, Aaron. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony. And it looks like Aaron has dropped off, so next is Valerie Beck from Wasilla. Welcome, Valerie. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yes, this is Valerie Beck, and I would like to support SB 23 and 24. I want the PFD restored. I think it was taken away from the people without giving the people an opportunity to have any say in the matter. I think that the government has been wasting a lot of money, and now they're wanting to use that to fix their problems. And I work with a lot of elderly people here in the valley, and a lot of people need that money. They use it for their medications. They use it for their treatments. They use it for utilities and all kinds of basic needs. And so I do think that we need to reinstate the PFD.
Thank you, Ms. Beck, for your testimony this evening. Steve Carhart. Steve has dropped off. That will take us next to Dixie Banner, calling from Wasilla. Welcome, Dixie, to Senate Judiciary Committee. You've dropped off. Next is Deidre Johnston, calling from Anchorage. Welcome, Deidre. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony. And we're not hearing you, Deidre. We it's possible we could be losing people because of technical difficulties. That's been three in a row. Deidre Johnston, can you hear me? So next is Susan Fletcher calling from Big Lake. Susan, can you hear me?
Yes. I support SB 23 and 24. My name is Susan Fletcher from Big Lake. I am a member of Save the PSD. There is a family off grid, and they are hurting and depending on the PSD. Reducing the PSD shouldn't be the issue. We should get our full PSD. I appreciate
the letting
me speak.
Susan, we're having technical difficulties. Could you please answer yes or no? Do you support SB 23 and 24?
Yes, I support SB 23 and 24.
Yes, and this is a good time because we're having trouble hearing. I welcome any of you to submit your testimony in writing to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. And because we lost Holly Benson, Aaron Arnold, Steve Carhart, Dixie Banner, and Deidre Johnston, if there was some technical difficulty, we do welcome your written testimony. Next is Adam Cardwell calling from Willow. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Hello, my name's Adam Cardwell. Yes, I support House Bill 23 and 24. Most of my neighbors in the area depend on that money, and when it was taken, it made their living very hard, as well did it mine. I am a disabled individual, and that made my income, my life, much harder by Bill Walker, especially considering Alaska state employees make almost double what the same person on a regular job makes. The budget needs to be dealt with, and people need to be paid a fair wage, and quit giving oil and mining industries a break. They need to pay the same wage amounts that they pay to other areas.
Thank you, Adam, for your testimony this evening. Next, also from Willow, Susan Carlson, please introduce yourself, your name for the record, and state your testimony, and keep it at 1 minute, please.
My name is Susan Carlson, and I am in support of SB 23 and 24, and I'm very supportive of Mr. Dunleavy. I think the schools and the government need to be more accountable for the money that they get and stick to the budget like the rest of us have to do. And that's it.
Susan, a little trouble hearing. Can you please answer yes or no? Do you support SB 23 and 24?
Yes, I support SB 23 and SB 24.
Thank you for that clarification. Deborah Johnston, calling from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record and continue with your 1 minute testimony, please.
Yes, my name is Deborah Johnston, and I am speaking on behalf of myself and my family. I am in support of SB 23 and 24. That is a yes. The PFD was never meant to support the Alaska budget. The cut was 50-50 and must remain at that rate. The past PFDs that have been taken must be paid back. I voted for Mr. Dunleavy, and I support his budget. We must live within our means as a state, as we do in our family. We also need to look at the school budgets and determine where that money is going to. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Johnston. We appreciate your joining us this evening. Ken Brown from Soldotna, please state your name for the record and proceed with your 1 minute testimony.
This is Ken Brown.
Go ahead.
I do support, that's a yes, SB 23 and 24 and the Dunleavy plan. This money belongs to the people and the private sector. That's all I've got.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. We appreciate you joining us. David Stamper, Wasilla, please state your name for the record and proceed with your 1 minute testimony.
Yes, my name is David Stamper of Wasilla. I'm in full support of Governor Dunleavy's bills, SB 23 and SB 24. I'm speaking on behalf of myself, my 91-year-old mother, and a lot of other disabled elderly people out there that need this money. With Walker's cut 2 years or 3 years ago, it caused myself to be homeless for over 2 years, just now getting into a place, thank God. And you guys are doing a great job. Think about the people that need this, and have a good day.
Thank you, Mr. Stamper. And have a good evening. Next is Christine Hutchinson calling from Kenai. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your 1 minute testimony.
Thank you for taking my testimony this evening. My name is Christine Hutchinson. I'm in Kenai and a constituent of Peter Michicki. I am in support of House Senate Bill 23, Senate Bill 24, and SJR 4. My testimony was cut off in that session. I do believe that it's been a rule. We need to maintain a rule of law. We cannot deviate from that, and I think cutting the permanent fund dividend by Walker or whoever done it was wrong according to the law, and that's why it needs to be restored.
and the spending needs to be brought in line with the revenue. I fully support all of Dunleavy's Dunleavy's approach to restructure. I'm not an economist, but the end is coming, and we have got to cut it back if we're going to survive. And I want to thank the three of you that I see sitting there. Machiki seemed to have escaped, but it's got to be a thankless job listening to all these people. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a great evening and get some rest.
Thank you, Ms. Hutchinson, and I will. Senator Machiki will be back, so I'll make sure he knows that you testified. Rose Gezart from Wasilla, and please correct the pronunciation of your name. Thank you for joining us. State your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
My name is Rose Gezart. I support SB 23 and 24. I think that the government should give us back our TSD because they took it without our permission or our vote. It's like a kick in the face to me, so we need it. We need to live off of TSD. There's things that we need to pay, and that's the extra money we use for it, and it was meant for the people. Thank you. I support SB 23 and 24.
Thank you, Rose. Aaron Benjamin from Talkeetna, please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yeah, my name is Aaron Benjamin, 42-year resident of Alaska. Yes, I'm in support of SB 23 and 24. No matter what your economic condition is, this is not an entitlement program, but this is a right for Alaska citizens. We've already lost our mineral rights under our land, and so at least we're getting something out of this, and I'm in support of criminal activity from our body in Juneau to have some criminal sentences imposed on them for doing such a theft. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Mr. Benjamin. And Dixie Banner, we understand she's back online, so we will take Dixie. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
I'm Dixie Banner. I represent Wasilla. I support the 23 and 24. I also suggest that you cut, the people of Alaska demand that you cut the budget. When the legislators asked to be voted in to be employees of Alaska, we expect and do adhere that they listen to the people, not do as they please. I agree with one guy saying that they should have, they have committed treason and they should be prosecuted. Also, the fact is I would like a constitutional budget and a constitutional that the PFD remain as stand, and also this concept of working above the law has to end. You are, Juneau is an employee. We are the employer. Thanks, and have a great day.
Thank you, Dixie, for your testimony this evening. Mary Constantine calling from Fairbanks. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
My name is Mary Constantine. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska, originally from Akachuk. I'm in support of SB 23 and 24 because the rural villagers depend on the dividends. And they don't have very many jobs in their rural villages. It very much helps them pay their bills, buy new snow machines, buy new chainsaws and all that stuff they need every year. Their subsistence lifestyle depends on that dividend to buy their fish nets and their boats and their motors. I am in support of SB 22 and 23. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm going to ask you, Ms. Constantine, just for clarification, it was a little hard at the beginning. Please answer yes or no. Do you support SB 23 and 24?
Yes, I support SB 23 and 24.
Thank you very much. George Paul, you're next from Wasilla. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. My name is George Paul. I'm speaking on behalf of myself. I'd say, yes, I am in support of the permanent fund payback. I believe that it should not have been taken. I would ask that committee members and the Senate consider an amendment to give for government departments so that those that don't want or desire the dividend can donate it to whichever department in the government they want the money to go to. Thank you for the opportunity, and the television screen in front of that desk is preventing the name of the gentleman sitting next to you from being identified.
That would be Senator Schauer.
The opportunity to speak.
That would be Senator Schauer. You can't quite see. Thank you, Mr. Paul. Understand Holly Benson is back online. So, Holly, you are next. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yes, my name is Holly Benson. I'm in Fairbanks, and I do support yes on 23 and 24. I support Governor Dunleavy's budget and his plan. I do not believe, nor does my family or anyone that I know believe, that we should be taking funds out of one area and moving them into another for another purpose. We'd like the PFD to stay as it was intended. I was born and raised in Fairbanks. I've lived here all my life. I'm the third generation. Well, that's not true. Not all my life, but most of my life. And this was one of the beautiful things about Alaska is the PFD. It makes us special. It makes us unique. And it makes us care and love for one another. It shows that we care about our elders and our future generations and that we're investing in our future. If you take the PFD away, it's taxation without representation, which is illegal and goes against the Constitution, not to mention the fact that it goes against your own laws.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Benson, this evening. Next is Patrick Martin. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Thank you very much. My name is Patrick Martin. I'm located in Wasilla, Alaska, a 47-year resident of Alaska. Yes, I support SB 23. Yes, I support SB 24. All I can say is thank goodness we have someone in the government that is strong enough to speak for the people, and that is Governor Dunleavy. When this was taken by Walker, I saw a very big tragedy in our state. We have overspent in every respect. We need to trim it back. When this was created for the people by Governor Hammond, who was a homesteader and lived here many, many years. Not many people right now that I know of remember that.
Thank you, Mr. Martin, for your testimony, and you're welcome to submit it in writing if you didn't quite get to all of what you wanted to say to senate.judiciary@akled.gov. Sally Johnson is calling in from Palmer. Welcome, Ms. Johnson. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Yes, this is Sally Johnson, and I live in Palmer. I support SB 23 and 24. And I stand behind Don Levy. He is speaking for every Alaskan, or just about every Alaskan. We need to trim government spending, period. Every agency, it's all fat. They just blow it like there's no tomorrow. I've seen it. We need to trim the budget. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson, for joining us this evening. Next is Rin Burton calling from Anchorage. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Rin Burton, Anchorage, Alaska. Governor Walker has sought to support his special interests and his slush funds in that illegal seizure of our permanent fund. I am in support of SB 23 and 24. Subsistence within our state and folks with disabilities are highly dependent on this income from the PFDs to defray medical costs, needs for things that have been mentioned, nets and vehicles to allow them to continue to subsist and survive. the measured returns is a safe and responsible method of returning the funds that were stolen from us by the Walker administration, and the budgeting that needs to enact in replacement of said.
Thank you, Mr. Burton, for joining us this evening and sharing your testimony. Ronald Vadnas of Kasilof, please state your name for the record and proceed with your testimony.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead and state your name, please.
This is Ron Vadnas of Kasilof, and yes, I do support SB 23 and SB 24. We elected Governor Walker for this very purpose, to bring down the budget, protect the taxpayers, and to restore the PFD. I wholeheartedly support our governor and his efforts. A big thank you to Sarah Vance. Remain strong, please. And thank you for your efforts and for everybody else's efforts there for being there today. Thank you.
Thank you, Ronald. Next is Barbara Dyer calling from Palmer. Welcome to Senate Judiciary. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your 1 minute testimony. Barbara, can you hear me? We'll move on to Melody McCullough calling from Wasilla. Melody, please state your name for the record and proceed with your 1 minute testimony.
My name is Melody McCullough, and I am in Wasilla, Alaska. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this, Senator Hughes. I appreciate it. I am in full support of SB 23 and 24. Alaskans are owed their PFD. That is Alaskans' money. It does not belong to the government. The government got their share. We need to cap government spending and learn how to budget when Alaskans lost their PFDs. I saw a lot of Alaskans tighten their budget, tighten their belt, as we did, my family. I am a grandparent raising two grandchildren. My husband works at one of the industries that Governor Dunleavy is talking about bringing into the state for more revenue. And he is a seasonal worker. So the PFD means a lot to my family. It helps us support these grandchildren that we are raising. It also goes, half of it goes to my oldest grandchild's college fund. So
thank you very much, Melody, and you're welcome to share additional comments by emailing senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. I want to check to see if Barbara Dyer is online. Barbara Dyer, can you hear me? We're not hearing you, Barbara, so I'm going to move to Mike Whitney from Big Lake. Welcome, Mr. Whitney. Please state your name for the record and proceed with your 1 minute testimony.
I'm Mike Whitney, Big Lake, Alaska. I support SB 23 and SB 24. I'm the chairman of Save the PFD Group. I can't really improve on the testimony of the many fine Alaskans who have testified before me this evening in support of the governor's plan. The one thing I will say is I find it despicable that these politicians would do something like this. Every politician in Juneau knows that money's not to be on the table in this discussion. Anytime this money was going to be touched, it would go to a vote of the people. And we intend to fire those people in the legislature who are trying to steal from the people of Alaska. That'll be our goal. Thank you for hearing me. God bless.
Thank you, Mr. Whitney, for your testimony this evening. Lorenzo DeLeon from Valdez, please state your name for the record and proceed with your 1 minute testimony.
Yeah, my name is Lorenzo De Leon, Jr., and I live in Wasilla, and I work in Valdez, so I spend a lot of time here. And I see how people here use their PFDs to catch up on their bills, and especially being the high price on heating oil, heating fuel that, you know, we don't have gas over here in Valdez, so they use that money to fill their tanks in the wintertime. So a lot of people depend on this money. So I am in support of SB 23 and 24. I agree with Dunleavy that the government needs to be cut down. You know, you need to budget your spending a little better, maybe get rid of unnecessary government, and move the capital from Juneau to Anchorage or Wasilla. You know, that's a lot of money right there that gets spent unnecessarily. You know, they need to move the capital. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lorenzo. Deborah Holland, you're next. Please state your name for the record. Proceed with your one-minute testimony, please.
Hi, my name is Deborah Holland. I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska. And I just want to say that I am in favor of SB 23 and SB 24, as well as SJR 4. I support all of Governor Dunleavy's plans. I find it very ironic and disconcerting that Alaskans are not being helped by their legislators. We've had a catastrophe, a disaster that was declared national by our president. Seems like the proper time to restore the monies that were stolen by Walker, and you would think that a caring legislature would see the hurting people that can't finish fixing their houses, can't even live in their houses, and have all the expenses that go with not being in their own home. We really had a devastating thing happen here. And I don't know what it would take to shake that money loose from the legislator's hand, but I would think a national disaster might be one of them. Please look inside and find the heart to do the right thing. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Ms. Holland, for your testimony. Krista Burton, please state your name for the record and proceed with your one-minute testimony. Krista, can you please state your name for the record?
Hi, my name is Krista Ann Burton. I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead with your testimony, please.
Oh, thank you. I'm in full support of 23 and 24. I also am in support of Alaska spending being cut. You got to stop this overspending because Alaska is going to be in big trouble. And I also believe that it's ridiculous to take the people, the PFD, away from the people. If it's a matter of not having enough oil, it's time to get ANWR open and put people to work.
Thank you, Krista. We had a little trouble hearing you at the beginning, and I think I could hear part of you. But just to confirm, can you please answer yes or no? Do you support SB 23 and 24?
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening and providing your testimony to the committee. Edward Zingon from Anchorage, please state your name for the record and correct the pronunciation of your name if needed and proceed with your one-minute testimony.
Hello, this is Edward Zingoni from Anchorage, and I am in full support of SB 23 and SB 24. First off, it was implemented incorrectly by Government Walker, unilaterally done through a loophole, and the previous legislature did not have the courage to call him out on it. It is functionally a regressive tax that takes the most from the people who are poor and the families, and that is the biggest issue. My family, I have a family of seven, all five of my children, all lifelong Alaskans, and it has taken, I believe, over $15,000 just in the last 2 years from this stump that Walker pulled. That's why I want to have this restored. This is for education purposes, for college, and quite candidly, even now, my children, most of them go to a private school, so I'm not getting benefits from the state education money anyhow. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zingoni, for your testimony this evening. And I am not seeing anyone else online, but I'm going to look. I'm not seeing from our technical support that there's anyone else online. Is there anyone else in the room who would like to testify this evening? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony. We do have Mr. Ed King, the chief economist for the Office of Management and Budget, online. He's joining us on the off-net in case members have any questions for the administration. Are there any questions regarding SB 23 or 24 that you would like to ask Mr. King? Seeing none, we want to thank you, Mr. King, for being available. Doesn't appear we have any questions at this point. And are there any further comments from members about SB 2324? Senator Michicki, did you have any comments or?
Well, no. Thank you, Madam Chair, for holding another public testimony. This is my second committee for listening to Senate Bill 23 and 24, and we appreciate Alaskans calling in till almost 8 o'clock tonight. And we look forward to hearing it at the next committee. If it passes out today, it goes to finance.
Yes, and I want to thank everyone who did call in. It was quite a wait on hold for many of you. We appreciate your patience, and we're glad to report that we did get to everyone except those that we lost because of technical problems or they had to hang up because of time. But we were able to get everyone that signed up. We got through the list, so I'm happy about that. Again, you are welcome to submit your testimony in writing as well to senate.judiciary@akleg.gov. So seeing no further comments, what is the will of the committee? Senator Michicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 23, Work Order Number 31-GS1014/M from committee with individual recommendations.
Hearing no objections, Senate Bill 23 moves from committee. So that will conclude our business for today. Oh, we have a second bill. We only moved one. Okay, so now what is the will of the committee regarding SB 23? Senator Michicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also move Senate Bill 24, Work Order Number 31-GS1013/M from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Okay.
We have an objection, so we'll call the roll. Madam Secretary? Oh, would you like to speak to your objection?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate that. I appreciate the time everyone spent here tonight, so I won't take too long. These bills got a referral to the Judiciary Committee to look at a particular constitutional issue, and I appreciate very much the testimony of the Alaskans who spoke tonight. Most of the testimony was on the broader policy issue, but it's that constitutional issue that gives me pause tonight. The way this bill is put together really does have a constitutional problem under both the Alaska and the U.S. constitutions. It imposes this series of waiting periods for folks to get these additional payments. It imposes, as one of the public testifiers pointed out, a two-year residency requirement to get each of them, with a waiting period in between that makes it very difficult for folks to exercise their right to travel and to live in another state if need be as Americans. And so when we talked the other day with a variety of attorneys about the issue, I was struck by the question of how the courts might look at this and what test they might apply. And the connection back to the Zobel case, where the court said we really don't have to look at whether we need a rational basis or a compelling basis because you didn't get anywhere. You didn't even get to the first test. It's not a question of who won the race. Nobody's at the starting line. And I think we're there with this strange approach of multi-year, stepwise, two-year residency, waiting period eligibility. So as we talked in the last meeting, we talked through more fiscally efficient ways to provide the extra PFD money. We talked through more efficient ways from an administrative standpoint to do this. But nobody at any point got us to even a particularly rational basis for this structure that imposes these additional burdens on Alaskans' constitutional rights. So I have to object to the way the bill is put together. I can't see any constitutional way to use this structure. There are other ways to do it, but this doesn't meet the test.
Thank you for that explanation. Mr. Senator Keel, are there any other comments from committee members? Senator Michicki.
Madam Chair, I'm rather convinced of the opposite view. I think the best comparison is Harris versus Hahn in Texas, where a rational basis was used for a residency at an enlistment requirement for veterans being provided free tuition for resident veterans that were either residents when they signed up or, residents to attend public universities if the resident had either enlisted in Texas or was a resident of Texas at the time of the individual enlisted. And that could be for a benefit that could go for many years. That was the comparison made. I don't think it has any comparison to the Zobel decision. I like the basis. I like how the 3 years track each other, remembering the fact that the PFD is designed for Alaska residents. I think it's the right approach, and I appreciate the administration taking that approach in this bill. So with that, I just a different point of view. I'm not going to say it as emphatically as, by golly, this is proves beyond any shadow of a doubt. What I'm going to say is I follow this rational basis, and I believe it's the same approach that is in Senate Bill 23 and 24, and therefore support the approach.
Thank you for that, Senator Michicki. The Texas case is significant and relevant in this regard, and I also want to say I don't see it as a waiting period when a person can leave and has the freedom to travel in between. It is very different than having to wait in state. So, Senator Keel, do you maintain your objection?
I do, Madam Chair. The Texas case was an or, this is an and.
Thank you. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Senator Michicki.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
No.
Senator Reinbold. Senator Schauer.
Yes.
Chair Hughes.
Yes. So in a vote of 3 yeas, 1 nay, and 1 absent, the bill moves from committee. All right. So that concludes our business for today. And I do want to let folks know that on Friday at 1:30, this committee will meet again, but back in the belts, to consider the Chief Justice choice for reappointment to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics and to continue work on Senate Joint Resolution 6, the Constitutional Amendment Appropriations Limit Reserve Fund, better known as the spending cap. So seeing no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect the time is 7:51.